Hello.
Hello.
My name is the Fat Black Lady.
Hello, it's nice to meet you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Welcome to the QCast Connection.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
Have you ever been on a podcast before?
No. Well, I call in to that English sound. Yeah. I like him, but sometimes, you know, I hear all these other shows he talks about. I don't give a shit about that. I don't care anything about that.
All right.
I tried to listen to that fat man. What's his name?
Big Fatty.
Mm-hmm. Lordy child. I listen to that shit and I turn it right off.
I'm sorry, I do not mean to interrupt.
Oh, hello, Queen Liz.
Yes. But someone mentioned Big Fatty.
Yes.
Who'd that be?
You know what? You know what? I can already tell this isn't going to work. I know. Yeah. That just means one thing, folks.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Mmm, Lordy child. I listen to that shit and I turn it right off.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 363 of the BFO for Thursday, the 25th of June, 2009. Coming up on today's show, y'all, Big Fatty has got some breaking news for you. And Big Fatty has gotten Kim Beaver up on her high horse, y'all. And I'm going to tell you all about it and read some e-letters. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Oh, y'all, the week is just endless. Have I mentioned that I hate these fucking 10-hour days? Oh, dear God. But y'all, before we go any further into the show today, I have got breaking news for you.
This is in the Batcave News Center. 6 months from today is Christmas Day. Oh, Lord.
Well, y'all, if that didn't depress you, this will. Because, y'all, I get up on Wednesday morning. And, y'all, there is an e-letter in my box. Oh, that sounded dirty. But there's an e-letter in my box. Let me see if I can find it here now. Oh, Big Fatty, you're supposed to do all this shit before you get on. And, y'all, it is... It is from Kim Beaver, and she says, "Dear Big Fatty, I just got word from Blogger that the Lodge has been qualified as a spam blog because it consists only of useless posts that, make no sense. Of course, that's what the Lodge is all about. Unfortunately, they threatened to delete the Lodge within 2 days, and they have locked it already. So this is my last word from the Lodge to thank you all for the support and love, my dear. You are the fattest sob, Kim Beaver." Y'all, this is unacceptable. Unacceptable. And y'all, she has posted this over at the Lodge. It is still up. Oh, that sounded dirty. And y'all, I have been over to the Lodge and I sent out a Twitty today telling people to go over and to register that the Lodge should be left open. And y'all, there have been some comments over there and you can see them over there. And you can also see Archer's haircut that he only tipped $2 on. And y'all, after seeing the $2 tip, seeing the haircut, the $2 was probably a good enough tip. But, y'all, it's unacceptable, and I urge you to go over there and to voice your complaint. Y'all, the interwebs cannot survive without the Kim Beaver, and I'm on my high horse. And, y'all, she has posted something else over there, and from the posts that have already come in, but, y'all, she needs some motivation. And she has said, "Thank you, my true and worthy friends and comrades. Your good words of encouragement and the spirit have ignited and aroused the Beaver big time. Probably the first time for most of you. Hee hee. What a great idea to shut down a lesbian blog on Pride Weekend, and their historical misfortune is that it is that time of the month right now. No, 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 ma'am, no siree, I'll sue. Y'all go over there and send Kim Beaver some love. Y'all, they, no, 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 no. They better not be shutting down the Beaver Lodge. That's all I'm going to say. Y'all, you need to get over there. I'm going to be very disappointed if I don't see lots of comments over there on Kim Beaver's blob over there. So, anyway, that got Big Fatty all riled up. That's how my day started, y'all. And then I got so many fucking pictures of kitties, even though Kim Beaver did send me a cute kitty. And y'all, then I got this stuff from that Daniel Beaver. All the beavers are out there trying and it is the tutorial on how to do this Pride 48. Y'all, I looked at it in the coal mine and I'm like, what the fuck? Y'all, from right now, I'm going to tell you right now, from 9 to 10 o'clock on Friday night, the 26th, that's tomorrow, y'all, there will be complete silence on the Pride 48, because that's my hour, and I have no idea if I'm going to be able to do it or not. I'm going to pedal with it, but y'all, it is sure to be a train wreck, and I'm sure if you want a good laugh, come and listen to Big Fatty tomorrow night. As I try to figure out how to do this fucking Pride 48 thing. Y'all, it is not as easy as doing the podcast, let me assure you. So it will be worse than that train wreck up in the D.C., I can assure you. But anyway, other comments that I got, now Miss West sent me some kitties also, but he sent me a picture of Miss Kitty from Gunsmoke and Hello Kitty and Kitty Dukakis. Y'all, I'm very disappointed I've not received a picture of Kitty Carlisle, because you know she was on a quiz program. And y'all, that just seems like the obvious kitty for people to send me, even though she's dead. But you know, that's not stopped that Matthew from that spanking dead B. Arthur from doing his show. Y'all, and then I got something from Gary on Maine. Now, y'all, is this? He says, Big Fatty, I got the new iPhone 3GS, and the S is for speed. Okay. And, y'all, I have come up with a name for the phone, and Kim Beaver has suggested that I call it the iFag, but y'all, that's not going to be it. It's going to be the iNatter, and y'all, I think iNatter is exactly what it needs to be called. So the phone has been renamed the iNatter. So I still do not use the cellular telephonic devices nor the computers. However, I do use the iNatter. Oh, Lord, what a fucking train wreck this is already. Y'all, I have received some other e-letters today. And Steve sent me a picture of Steve down there in the Santa Paula near the village of the Sea Hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
And y'all, he sent me a picture of Mr. MacDario. Mr. MacDario is a cute little Abyssinian boy you've ever seen. He has on a pink sweater, and he loves the pink sweater. But Steve, although it is a cute sweater, you know, no more kitty pictures, please. But, and y'all, speaking of the Sea Hag, her Wednesday show. It's so late that I'm recording this. I'm going to have to do a rerun today because I have been working so hard on the Pride 48, and I'm not happy at all with everything I've done on it. But I'm finished. I'm done with it. And I'm not happy with, Oh, dear God. And y'all, and she, you'd think that she was going to have to fill an hour. You know, Big Fatty's going to be on for 2.5 hours over the weekend, and I don't, he didn't even get the tutorial on how to fucking do it. Oh, oh, dear God. So, anyway, so I'm deleting these as I go through them, and I know y'all love to hear this. Brian in Danbury sent me a link to the LOL cats, and y'all, no, although the picture over there at the very top is a cat wearing a taco. So, anyway, that made me giggle a little bit, but not much. Make it stop. Dear God. And y'all, then I got I got asked to be followed by the gay XXX male flicks wants to follow me on the Twitty. And anyway, so y'all, speaking of Miss West, you know, I told you he had sent me those pictures. And I spoke to him, and y'all, did you find it interesting that all these people have been talking to the sea hag all this time? Oh, get a P.O. Oh, no, I can't get a P.O. box. You know, Miss West says, oh, I've got a present for you, Auntie Vera, but you can't have it unless you get a post. Y'all, that sea hag has never moved so fast. She was over there at the post office signing up as quick as she could because Miss West wanted to send her something. Uh-huh. Yeah, we see how it is. Y'all got the sweetest note today from Michelle. And she is up there in the Michigans. And she wrote to say, Dear Big Fatty, Nessa at Stars and Retartin recommended your podcast to me early this spring, and I've been lurking around and catching up on all of your old podcasts on the iTunes. I'm completely caught up now, you poor thing. And so it's time to tell you that you've got another straight girl who absolutely adores Big Fatty. And I love a big fat one regularly, which is why I am married to my hubby. But that's another story. And we'd like to hear more about your hubby's Big Fatty, okay? So don't hesitate, Michelle, to send us pictures of your hubby's Big Fatty. And by us, I mean Big Fatty. I love your accent and the silly voices that you do. I don't know what she's talking about the silly voices. I don't, unless it was the Ed McMahon. Yes! Yes! You are correct, sir! But y'all, he's dead now, too. Especially when you imitate Auntie Vera, who I adore. Y'all, that must be a misprint. I gotta get these glasses checked. Your podcast is so much fun to listen to. I frequently find myself laughing out loud while listening to you on my iPod at work. It's a little embarrassing, but well worth it. You're terrific. Thanks for entertaining me and making me laugh. I need the laughs in my life. P.S. Would you mind if I follow you on the Twitty? Hugs and kisses, Michelle from Michigan. Now, y'all, that is how you get to follow Big Fatty on the Twitty. You let him know who you are. And I wrote back and I said, absolutely, Michelle, you can follow me on the Twitty. And I said, woohoo, Big Fatty loves the straight women who love the fat one. You can follow me on the Twitty and I'll make sure I approve you. I haven't done it yet, though, y'all. I've got to do that. And I told her happy hoisting. And then she told me that I made her day. And I wasn't sure how, but evidently I made her day. So, anyway, so Michelle, I will get you approved. Now, y'all, the other thing in the news today is about the crazy governor here in the South Kakalaki. And y'all, the news has already reached the Southern Hemisphere, where it is now moving from winter to spring. The days are getting longer down there. And I got an e-letter from the straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, and he says, Big Fatty, have you been hiking with Governor Sanford? And I replied back, I haven't been hiking, and neither has he. He was in Argentina committing adultery with a person. He's claiming it's a woman, but the scuttlebutt is that it might not be. And he then says, did he detect an Argentine accent, Señor Gordo? Oh, I am Señor Gordo. Senor Gordo has an accent. Michelle will like that because, you know, she likes the voices. But y'all, he is crazy as batshit. I mean, crazy as batshit. That's all I got to say. Kim Beaver wrote me back. Oh, and she said that's when she sent me the picture of the fat kid. It was y'all. It was a fat kitty. So that was okay, but y'all make it stop. And anyway, Kim Beaver has been rejuvenated, y'all. And then I got a picture of a kitty from Jack, and it is this was my favorite one. It is a picture of a cat that is a tattoo. But the tattoo is the cat. It's the cat is looking backwards and its tail's up in the air. And the person's, I can't tell if it's the person's. Yeah, I think it's the belly button. But it's an ugly belly button that looks like a vagina. And it's all red and puffy and everything. So if you can imagine that, y'all, it is vile. I showed it to Larry Cly. He loved it. But, Jack, thank you so much for, sending that. That was that cat's belly button burping there. That wasn't me that time. All right, and then, y'all, Nancy over in the Japan, she has heard about our crazy governor also. And she says, she quoted, she was afraid that the governor had been secluded in the fat cave. And, y'all, he has not, I'm happy to report, he has not been in the fat cave at all. And she says that the only thing worse than that for him would be hiding on Archer's balcony. And, y'all, it's true. It is absolutely true, although I hear the sunsets are beautiful. And, y'all, she has made a quote from what the governor said, and the quote was, "I would ask for y'all's indulgence, not for me, but for Jenny and the boys." And y'all, Jenny is his wife, and the boys are his sons. Tim over at the Terminated Signal sent me an article about a ham. No, it wasn't. It was about a pig. It was about a furry pig that kind of looks like a cat. But it is called the, oh shit, it is called the Mangalika, the corpulent Mangalika. It is a Mangalika pig. And y'all, it is known for its fatty flesh and its curly hair. So it's kind of a combination of pig and sheep, I guess. And it says rare pig breed resurrected for ham lovers. Well, y'all, that it has been resurrected for me. That's all I got to say. And then I heard from the Turnip Head. Y'all, the Turnip Head sent me a picture. He saw a picture on the street, and it was a picture of a flyer. And y'all, honest to God, it says Fistitron, Fistitron. It is the International... Oh, dear Gussie. No, it's not the International Odor Gussie. It is the International Fisters Association. And there was a flyer on the ground, and he took a picture of it, but y'all, he did not pick it up. Y'all, what is it with that? Turnip Head, you know better than that. So, anyway, and y'all, I also have gotten word that there's another surprise in the mail to Big Fatty. And y'all, I'd like to say that I have not played the Wishes music here lately. Because, you know, that Brian from Boston said he was going to send me something. He found the package. But, y'all, I hadn't gotten it. And, y'all, when he starts to say things like that, you know, Brian from Boston, I'm just going to have to say...
Lordy child, I listen to that shit and I turn it right off.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.